You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly and un-American. You, sir, are the one ignoring the science. The vast preponderance of scientific studies, dozens and dozens, show robust, long-lasting immunity after COVID infection. Even the CDC does not recommend measles vaccine if you have measles immunity. The same was true for smallpox. But you ignore history and science to shame the flat earthers, as you call them. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize to the American people for being dishonest about naturally acquired immunity.
Amen, amen, amen. October the 8th, 2021, Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, attacking Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra. The rest of you out there listening, you're all flat earthers, aren't you? You believe the earth is flat. Yeah, I know you do. Come on. That's what the left, the progressives, want you to believe that you believe. Because they don't have any arguments now when it comes to why should I have to have a vaccine if I have a natural immunity? And, of course, why should I have to have it if I have a religious reason? Why should I have to have it if it's my body, my decision? Oh, I'm sorry. That only applies to women getting an abortion. Doesn't do much for the baby that's aborted, but for the woman, she gets her say. I wonder how many females have been aborted throughout the years. Senator Rand Paul says, you guys, you're not following medical science anymore. You're following political science. And he absolutely tears them apart. We're going to get into that in a lot more detail because what he's saying is you are basically wanting to put up mandates. You're threatening jobs that you could lose your job if you don't do it. You're threatening small companies if you don't have all 100 of your employees, if you're maybe a 100 employee company. Get the shots, and you could be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars and have to shut down. Big companies are rushing in. Oh, we won't be at the front of the pack. We're doing things right. We might lose 7 to 12% of our employees, but we'll make do. They're having a hell of a hard time now hiring people anywhere. And yet now they want to do this. They think that's going to help. Have you seen the inflation numbers? We're going to get into that and how all the prices are going up while they push all of this. And also we have a whistleblower in front of Congress telling us inside secrets of Facebook. Well, was she really a whistleblower or is she a fake? Lori Reese joining us from Heritage on the testimony of, quote, exposing Facebook or setting the rest of us up. We'll get into that. And fact or fiction, parents fighting against CRT are going into school boards and making noise and shouting at them are being labeled as terrorists and the FBI is being called in. Is that a fact or is that fiction? There is some truth. There is some fiction. We're going to get into it with Patrick Wood. He's founder of the group called Citizens for Free Speech. You know what free speech is, don't you? That's what we have in this country, supposedly. Unless you were a former president like Trump and you had no free speech on big tech companies. And the GOP failed, absolutely failed. Schumer wins. He's running a victory lap. Look what we did. I told you we would have this done by the end of the week, and here we are Friday, and it's done because McConnell and some GOP senators joined him, and we're going to name them for you, and one might surprise you, and why they just suddenly rushed in and said, okay, let's be done. Let's go ahead and do this continuing resolution and give the Democrats a chance to grab more money. And then the Hunter Biden art deals. There's one story that says there was an FBI agent in every corner of that art show. I don't know if that's true or not. But we do have a lot more questions about some China deals being signed off by the Biden administration. Huh. Guess which country is suddenly getting some tariff breaks? It begins with a C. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I've been holding it so long, I've been sleeping all alone, Lord, I miss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
On Monday morning, I said we needed to pass a bill to address the debt limit by the end of the week, and that is exactly what we did. Republicans played a dangerous and risky partisan game, and I am glad that their brinksmanship did not work. For the good of America's families, for the good of our economy, Republicans must recognize in the future they should approach fixing the debt limit in a bipartisan way.
A bipartisan way. So there was Chuck Schumer this morning on the floor of the Senate talking about, look what we did. I said last Monday, beginning of this week, I said by Friday, we will have legislation to raise the debt ceiling through early December. And it happened. It happened after Senate Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican, kind of backed down, as in backed up, and up against the wall on his blockade on raising the debt limit. I'm beginning to wonder, and you had to bear with me here when I ask this question. You may not like the question. And some of those I'm referring to, they may certainly not like the question. And I know a couple of them personally. It would be a very interesting conversation the next time I see them, if there's going to be a conversation at all. Some of the Republicans, 11 of them, broke with the Republican Party to allow the measure to proceed as the Democrats wanted, to give Chuckie Schumer his right to run around waving the flag. We win, we win, we win. And I'm thinking that these Republican senators, some of them were already leaning that way, but for the others, I think they Maybe they got slipped a roofie. I don't know. We certainly got messed up for it because they voted along this way. Now, some are we expected. Senator Lisa Murkowski, still listed as a Republican of Texas. I guess it's frozen in place in Alaska. And then, of course, you had McConnell. And you had Senator Thune. And you had Senators John Cornyn of Texas. What are you doing? And John Barrasso of Wyoming. No big surprise there. Susan Collins of Maine. Again, no big surprise. Richard Shelby of Alabama. Rob Portman of Ohio. Shirley Moore Capito, I should say, of West Virginia. Mike Rounds of South Dakota. I'm missing one. Let me see. I go through this list. I look at it. There's got to be this one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who else got slipped the roofie? Oh, Roy Blunt of Missouri. Larry, you're being kind of crass in the way you're talking about it. Yes and no. But here's the deal. Democrats were going to have to do the unthinkable, and they were not going to be able to make it work until McConnell said, okay, let's kind of make it, just do it. Let's just do it and convince these others to go along with them. And those, for the most part, such as, let's just deal with Blunt. He's not facing re-election. He doesn't have to answer. He doesn't have to answer anybody going forward. He's not going to run for re-election. So with all of that in mind, and with the deal struck to avoid, quote, a government shutdown, first of all, how many times have we had that threat in front of us? And any time there's a shutdown, the party in control gets the blame for it, which would have been the Democrats. There was another missed opportunity. And secondly, extending the debt ceiling into December, and there's talk among some of the progressives, progressives yelling formerly with the Federal Reserve Board saying, maybe we should just eliminate the debt ceiling. What the hell? Just operate without any budget ever again. We'll all just kind of make all this paper money and make it work. So the bottom line is the government will not shut down in October. And it will just simply punt the fight into December, kick the can down the road. Again, from the floor of the Senate, Chuck Schumer.
Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans insisted they wanted a solution to the debt ceiling, but said Democrats must raise it alone by going through a drawn-out, convoluted, and risky reconciliation process. That was simply unacceptable to my caucus. And yesterday, Senate Republicans finally realized that their obstruction was not going to work. I thank my Democratic colleagues for our showing our unity in solving this Republican manufactured crisis. Despite immense opposition from Leader McConnell and members of his conference, our caucus held together and we pulled our country back from the cliff's edge that Republicans tried to push us over.
That is so much bunk in that statement. But he can do it and get away with it because he's got the deal in hand. Because Senator Mitch McConnell, minority leader, backed down on his refusal to allow any such increase to move forward. Senator Joe Manchin, a lot of folks were saying, that Democrat, he's gonna change his mind. He's acting like he's gonna stand hard, but he will fold up and he will go ahead and go along with the Democrats and they'll get it. Supposedly, according to some reports I've seen, as this is happening and Schumer is making these statements, Senator Manchin had his head in his hands and then finally got up and walked out. He has been a stronger Republican than some who have the title Republican. So it's done for now. And you also have more criticism coming from another high-profile Republican, Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina. He said it is a complete capitulation. He said, I don't like using reconciliation to fundamentally change America to a socialist spending agenda. So why the hell would I make it easy for them to raise the debt ceiling through regular order? We had a strategy. We abandoned this. Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, asked directly, do you think the debt limit suspension was a good deal? He answered indirectly saying, I'm not voting for it. Question asked again and again whether McConnell should have made the deal. Scott again indirectly. I mean, everyone gets to vote the way they want. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, lukewarm, but gave conditions he thought would be necessary for his and other Republicans to allow the bill to go to floor vote. And he did add this. Any resolution must increase the debt limit by a set dollar amount, so we're not giving Democrats a blank check, because that's what they want. That's exactly what you just heard Schumer say. We now have authority and the right to move forward. And he said, basically, without sending them flowers and candy yet, thank you, Republicans. Thank you.
I appreciate that at the end of the day, we were able to raise the debt limit without a convoluted and unnecessary reconciliation process that until today, the Republican leader claimed was the only way to address the debt limit. Let me say that again. Today's vote is proof positive that the debt limit can be addressed without going through the reconciliation process, just as Democrats have been saying for months. The solution is for Republicans to either join us in raising the debt limit or stay out of the way and let Democrats address the debt limit ourselves.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? Just stay out of the way and let them do the whole damn thing. I mentioned Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, as being one of the Republicans who went along with the Democrats on this vote. Why? His answer when asked was, I'm not excited about this deal. And then said, but the deal is necessary, I think, to, quote, prevent something worse. You know, it's the devil you know and the devil you don't. And in this case, I don't like either one of the devils. Why wave a white flag at this point? They know, the Republicans know that inside the Democrat Party, they have so many factions and infighting. Chuck Schumer is facing a challenge from AOC. She wants to be a senator now and get rid of that old white man, Chuck Schumer. This just gave Schumer more clout. Didn't help the other day that AOC suddenly started crying on the floor of the House because money was going to help support Israel and its Iron Dome protection from terrorists. What a piece of work that was. But again, Senator Cornyn saying, I'm hoping we can avoid a cloture vote. I don't see a point other than just delay the inevitable. He did commit to voting against the deal itself. He said Democrats will still have to do it all by themselves. Senator Mike Rounds, Republican, South Dakota, said the same. Said the sooner we get the debt ceiling issue completed, we'll move on to other issues such as that reconciliation process, still a $3.5 trillion proposal. They're making excuse after excuse after excuse as to why and how they did it. And others, Portman, Fisher, Toone, they're just noncommittal on why they did it. I'm not going to deny that some of their thought process has some legitimacy. But do you want to put in a sports analogy? Because this debt reconciliation and all this stuff, it gets confusing. I know that. And cloture, all that, if you're not into political science, I am. I have a BS in political science. I heard that. I heard you out there. Yes, I have a BS, and I use it all the time. But anyway, it's aside from all of that, it's much like the coach. You know, we can win the game with just kicking a field goal. We're right here. We can do it. Or let's just let the clock run down and go into overtime. And then we'll win it. What? Why would you do that? Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, saying, I am not willing to consent to anything that would make it easier for Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to add trillions of dollars of debt. And my friend, if you listening out there think, well, you know, maybe they're not going to be that bad, Larry. Maybe they're going to, you know, realize. Well, the only way that's going to happen is if the Democrats that have still Democrat blood, more like a JFK than an AOC, if they remain in power and hold fast to that, yeah, that might be true. But we have 2022 coming up, and some of them are not going to be around, and there's going to be some Republicans not going to be around after this vote either. But they already have the agenda. They know what we're going to do with this newfound money and what their plan is next. When we return, Chuck Schumer is going to hit you in the face with it. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I'm honored to have First Crypto World in St. Charles on board as a sponsor. This is the first brick and mortar store where you can actually learn about cryptocurrencies. And what do you know about crypto mining? I'm confused. That's what I'm going to sign up for an education class. And you can buy crypto merchandise. FirstCryptoWorld.com. Get full details. FirstCryptoWorld.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So now that Republican brinksmanship has relented, Senate Democrats will focus on passing Build Back Better agenda. So we can finally build up ladders of opportunity for people to climb up to the middle class, to help people already in the middle class stay there, to fight climate change and create the good-paying jobs of tomorrow and rekindle that sunny American optimism that has long been the core of our national identity.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ice cream for everybody. Blue skies with puffy white clouds and lollipops. And for us sinners, Jack Daniels. You got me there. You got me. I'm on board with you, Chuck. Yep, as he said, now that we have this, that the Republicans gave in and yielded and recognized this is what we need to do, is follow Joe Biden's Build Back Better. Hey, how's that going for you if you're buying gasoline? I'm looking at a report right here. I bought some last night. I only need to use regular, except in the motor. On the Harley, I spend premium. I mean, I used to spend, you know, not that much money to fill up the Harley. It's only about a 4-gallon tank. But filling up the car, I don't need that. I can use regular. I run premium only in the Harley, but in the car I can run regular. And now, filling up the Harley and then also filling up the vehicle with regular, they're not that far off. Here, the report on gas prices now are at a 7-year high, as the Democrats continue their grab bag. But it's all going to be Build Back Better America, right? Build Back Better America? While we've got people being laid off because they won't get their vaccine and they're shot. And we're going to deal with that in a lot more detail in the next hour. We also have, we're going to build back America because we're letting everybody that wants to come across our southern border, come on in. Come on in and help out. And, of course, the Democrats are counting on all of them are going to vote for Joe Biden. Well, not him anymore, but those who will follow him and the progressives. The Build Back America, put together by the progressives, handed to Joe and said, go out and sell this. Well, every poll right now shows that majority believe that Joe Biden administration is not competent. Not competent. His approval right now crashing to 38%, the lowest of the presidency. You want more detail? Oh, I got more details for you. I don't come in half-baked. You might not want to see how this sausage is made, but I know you're going to enjoy it. This is a Quinnipiac poll I didn't get a chance to get to yesterday. I'm sure you heard about it somewhat, but just in case, until yesterday, Joe Biden's lowest approval rating was an economist YouGov poll back in September, September 8th, today being October 8th, 30 days later. At that point, his disapproval rating was at 39%. Yesterday, his rating, the lowest, at 38%. Disapproval rating of 53%. And then we also have, as I said, many believe the man's just incompetent. And the question is, well, what are they going to do about it and when? And that's a very, very big question. I've told you before, this not going to likely be any replacing of Joe Biden at this time. They don't dare move him out, put Kamala in ahead of 2022. They already think they're going to lose. The numbers aren't looking good. But Biden asleep at the wheel, that's better than having her at the wheel. Coming up, a Facebook whistleblower might be a fake. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota, for life.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So there's a woman been saying she's a whistleblower giving information on what's happening really inside Facebook. And of course, when you first hear that story, you're thinking, wow, this person can tell us some stuff going in there, and boy, we'll nail all of them. She came forward and started saying some things, and now we see she's also going to meet, this Facebook whistleblower is going to meet with the January 6th committee. Right there, a red flag should go up for you. Joining us now, we've had her on numerous times before. You see her on every major network operation, seen her in numerous columns as well. Laura Reese, director of the Center for Technology Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Laura, always glad to have you on board.
Thanks for having me on again, Larry.
So when we look at this woman who's coming forward, is it Haugen? Is that the right correct pronunciation? I'm not trying to. Is that right? Is her name Haugen?
I believe that is correct. Yeah, Frances Haugen.
Okay. You're saying Haugen? Okay, I want to make sure I do it right. I'm not trying to mock her name or anything. But, of course, again, when everybody first heard, I mean, she came out Tuesday into some Senate hearings and with other Facebook employees, I mean, not with others, but coming out with a pre-recorded and expose on CBS 60 Minutes, all of it looking like she was going to expose the power of Facebook over children. But now there's some big, big questions. Go ahead.
Yes, she did provide a valuable service in revealing internal documents and research that Facebook had done regarding children, particularly with respect to Instagram, which Facebook owns, and how damaging that is to teens and girls in particular. Instagram uses pictures and kind of false lifestyles, and it makes teens and girls feel worse about themselves and their bodies. And it has all sorts of very negative mental implications for our youth.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I'm all for it. Oh, tell me more.
Right. And that, as a societal issue in culture, definitely needs to be addressed. However,
I'm sorry. Let me warn the audience. When she says, however, folks, if you're driving, park the car because the however could send you off the road. Go ahead.
They are using this to grow the relationship between the government and big tech in the name of more regulation and labeling and censoring more quote unquote misinformation. This woman, in fact, when she worked at Facebook, was the lead product manager for civic misinformation, which was about the elections.
Right.
And when, after the election, Facebook shut her unit down, and she lamented that in the hearing and wants more misinformation labeled and taken down. Now, who decides what is misinformation and what isn't?
And again, she was saying, oh, look, what we were doing is the whole intent, Facebook betrayed its commitment to keep elections safe. When she's...
That's right.
How can she do... You talk about speaking with forked tongue. Go ahead.
Yes, and in terms of now, as you mentioned, the January 6th Commission, in particular Adam Schiff, wants her to come talk to their committee because with that election unit shut down within Facebook, Adam Schiff's theory is, well, that led to the January 6th riots because then Facebook was no longer taking down content that, you know, resulted in those riots.
So now that's why she's going to be in front of January 6th, because she uttered those words, and they had her pre-prepared testimony. They knew what she was going to say, and that's the part they honed in on. They're also ignoring the fact that one of her operations was to also shut down the story about the Hunter Biden laptop story.
That's right. She was there when Facebook decided to take down the New York Post shocking story and data and videos, et cetera, screenshots of the Hunter Biden laptop. And after the election, a large portion of Biden voters said, had they known about that story, they would have voted differently.
And there was one other little story, something to do with, let me see, what's the name of a place somewhere, it started with a C. Oh, China, something in China, right?
And I'm not sure which one you're talking about in terms of.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of, Wuhan, but specifically Wuhan, but you're right. There are a lot of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, the other unit, and I don't think this was her unit since she was on civic or election misinformation, but there was another unit regarding health misinformation, and that was namely about COVID. And again, who decides what's misinformation and what isn't? COVID has evolved. And, you know, Anthony Fauci certainly gets everything wrong about it. So how on earth could Facebook or Twitter know what's true information and what's misinformation? And, you know, the biggest example of that is originally they said, well, the theory that the virus started in the lab in Wuhan was false information, and they took that down. Today, of course, that is the likely scenario.
You're listening to Laura Reese, Director of the Center for Technology Policy of the Heritage Foundation. So out of all these subjects, the Hunter Biden laptop story, which she was part of her group in shutting it down, ignoring Wuhan lab and its contribution to COVID, the only thing that they really suddenly realized, oh, there's a whistleblower. She's coming forward because she got shut down on her program to deal with election integrity and therefore set off the January 6th, as they call, insurrection.
That's right. And so she is going to work with at least the Democrats to label and pursue more misinformation. And it's very important that members of Congress not fall for this trick and that Americans see through this slick rollout of the hearing and the 60 Minutes expose and the cheerleading by the media. When you look at not just her past role at Facebook, but many political donations she's given to Democrats, she had Jen Psaki's own PR firm advising her. Obama consultants advising her. So this is quite a setup, and it is conservatives who suffer from the misinformation labeling and censorship. And we need to protect our speech.
And in the midst of that, what really infuriates me is you're using children as pawns, the very ones that they claim they want to protect, but they're using that as a Trojan horse to get in and unveil the rest of this stuff and go after anyone reference January 6th.
As they always do, you and I have talked multiple times about immigration, and they use the same tactic.
Right.
And that is children coming here illegally and then arguing, well, we should give children green cards because they came in as children. So, yeah, they love to use children. It is perverse.
I like the last word you said. It is perverse. It is. It's the very thing that when they say, oh, we're going to protect children, and the first thing they do is stop short, just short of assaulting them.
Yeah, no one should believe them anymore. They should truly be called to the carpet because time and time again, their actions do not meet or line up with their words.
So after she makes, goes to the testimony, and of course, you're right, the 60 Minutes expose and everything about how Facebook was exploiting children, it sets her up as just a high-profile defender of children, defender of truth, defender of the right, and at the very core, she is a fake.
It seems that way, sadly. I don't understand how some of these minds work, but I just want to make sure that Americans see through it and that enough members of Congress don't fall for the trick and then suddenly overregulate or over-enlarge the Federal Trade Commission and other parts of the federal government so that the relationship between the government and big tech is even closer, and then we conservatives suffer for it.
Lori Reese, as always, I want to thank you for your time. Excellent piece, and making sure folks are aware that they're being played if they follow this storyline and buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Thank you so much.
We'll do it again. Lori Reese for the Heritage Foundation. I remember one of my early political science courses. I was taught a regulatory commission. Why it is formed is to regulate a particular industry, such as the railroads or trucking. And eventually, over a period of time, the regulatory commission becomes the pawn of the very agency or the industry it's supposed to be regulating. Here's another perfect example, isn't it? When we come back, they want to focus on January 6th, yet ignore our border in Afghanistan? Stand by. If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles.
Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I love that, Miles Mabley. That song, every time it comes on, I love it. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. No one does it better than her, period. All right, back to the topics at hand, and that is Congress is really getting excited, Democrats, of course, when I say that, about this January 6th hearing. They're going to prove that everybody involved in the January 6th event was trying to overthrow the government is an insurrection. It was neither one. It was a stupid, stupid idea that some yahoos decided to carry out. Trump did not order it. Trump had nothing to do with it. And on top of that, security had already been knowing for days something like that might happen, and they did not take the proper precautions either, because they thought, oh, let's let it play out and just see how bad it gets and have some fun with it. And there were some folks who ended up in the Capitol that were arrested. They didn't really do anything other than follow the crowd in. They didn't, what's going on? Just went up there and follow along. If you're going to have an investigation of that, riddle me this. I have a list on my riddles here. Why are we not holding, I don't mean just the most recent hearings and hearing from the generals and Defense Secretary Austin, reference Afghanistan and the debacle of that. Is that it? I mean, is that it? We ask questions and we get the semi-answer, excuse, blame, the dog ate it, I forgot it, the bus ran off and left my books behind. What? I mean, what else do you want? I want a more detailed inquiry of who did what. Biden was told, and Biden ignored it. He's the commander-in-chief. He can certainly do that. He can tell them, yeah, I still want to go with it. I don't care what you say. I've heard what you said. But I want to also get to the answer. Riddle me this. When Biden said, no, I was never told. They never told me that. Never told me. He did that in the interview with George Stephanopoulos. And to his credit, George Stephanopoulos actually posing as a, dare I say the word, journalist asking a legitimate question, not once, not twice, but three times. You didn't hear it? Nope, not that I recall. First it was no, 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 and then not that I recall. Where's that? Where's the investigation into our open border? And we got them just coming across like crazy. Let me go back one more riddle. Reference Afghanistan and everyone we brought into the country. Did we properly vet them? Did we properly check them for disease and our COVID? No, no, no. Do we know where all of them are now? No, we don't. We put them places, and if they want to wander away, they can. Which then does take me to the other riddle, on our open border. When are we going to have a full, in-depth inquiry of what the hell do you think you're doing? You're trying to change our country. And also within that, there's another question. Well, there's several, but one being, who's really coming across the border? We don't know, and we're not vetting them either. They're not all just poor people wanting to have a better life here. And I understand them wanting that. We are a country built on immigration, legal immigration. But the left and progressives will say, well, Larry, you're anti-immigration. No, I'm not. I'm all for immigration, legal immigration. But then we got all these open borders that are just coming across. We're not vetting them. We don't know if we've got a bunch of terrorists coming in. We also don't know if they're carrying diseases, because even Mayorkas said, well, we think about 20% of every group, one out of every five has something, but we don't even bother checking. We're not bothering to vaccinate them. And then we're spreading them across where? Where are they going? There's another good question. And Congresswoman Ashley Henson, Republican, Iowa, absolutely slamming the Customs and Border Patrol for refusing to disclose how many illegal immigrants they've released without even a notice to appear. There are some that don't even get that paper NTA that's supposed to say you have a notice to appear to come back. Not all of them even get that. They just are given transportation to go somewhere. And the Customs and Border Patrol said, well, they could not provide a notice to appear to everyone entering because of, oh, stand back, here it comes, stand back. They can't do it because of the high volume of illegals coming across. Now, there's a problem right there. Would you not think so? Yes, yes, there's a problem, Larry. You're pretty smart, as is every member of this audience, and I thank you. Let your family and friends know we're on the air. This program is blowing up every day because you are telling others about it. And you need to call your other friends that you have and family because they might be flat earthers, you know, the ones who believe the earth is flat. Because Rand Paul has a special message on your behalf. On your behalf. Senator Rand Paul coming up next hour. You do not want to miss it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.